to stay out there.
Missed opportunities. That's the bottom line. You know, you get into a four-minute offense, you can't take negative plays. You know, at the end, the quarterback had a great run, but unfortunately, we had lost a couple of yards to begin with. You can't take negative plays. We had an opportunity to stop them in a two-minute drill. We saw the formation. We saw what they were in. And the touchdown, you know, we should have been in better position to make a play. We were close, but not close enough, obviously.
Was that on that the overtime on that drive? Was that just maybe the defense being tired after being led?
I think the defense got wore down a little bit. I think we missed a couple opportunities. We didn't set edges very good when they ran the ball, which was disappointing. You know, we'd done a nice job stopping the run most of the day, and allowed that to happen, and the overtime was disappointing.
You've been up here before, Ron, sort of trying to put these losses in perspective. Where is this one?
Oh, this is about the top. This is about as bad as it gets. We had every opportunity. The bad part is, you know, as I said earlier, when you have opportunities to close somebody out on a four-minute offense, you can't take negative plays, and unfortunately we did. You know, and then you have an opportunity to stop them, and, you know, for whatever reason, we don't recognize the formation and don't make the play, and that's a tough one.
Which play are you referring to?
The touchdown pass, the first one, to Vincent Jackson just before the end of the game.
Talking about a four-minute offense, did you all – you got a first down with the throw to Smith.
First
did you throw again?
No, we didn't throw again. We ran the ball twice. Ran the ball three times. But the bottom line is, when you're in a 4 minute, you can't take a negative play. And that's what we did. We put ourselves in a third and long situation. Cam made a nice run on the stutter and almost got the first down, but we can't do that. I mean, you know, if we don't take negative plays on that, we go forward, we have a chance.
It looked like on that you were applauding Nortman's punt, even though it went well into the end zone. Was that just a safe punt kind of thing?
That was just get it off. Don't give him a chance to block it, more so than anything else at that point. I mean, he had a heck of a ball. He really did. You know, and probably kicked it further than he wanted. But the idea was just to get it off. Don't give him an opportunity to block it.
Before all that happened, you just talked about how your team was playing with good defense.
Well, I thought we did some really good things, but there you know, we'll go back and we'll look at it and we'll find out that there were too many plays that we missed. You know, whether it be on the defensive side or the offensive side. We missed some tackles, we missed some coverage opportunities. Then you look at some of the runs we missed. We can't give up negative plays. You can't put yourself in second and 12, second, 13. We did it to ourselves. And that's the thing that we've got to learn and grow and get better at. We can't allow that to happen. If we figure that part out of it, we're gonna win football games. If not, this is what we're gonna have to suffer through.
When they're stacking the box at the end of the game, though, aren't negative plays hard to avoid? When, you know, especially with the inconsistency on your line.
Well, that's probably the hard part. I mean, you know, and then you say, well, then go play action, try and throw it. But, you know, we were struggling there as well. I mean, it's tough. It really is. But the bottom line is, you just can't do it. I mean, you've got to suck it up at that point. That's what you have to do, and you've got to make it happen. And no matter how you look at it, that's what has to happen. Somebody has to suck it up. Somebody has to stick their foot in the ground and go forward. And we did not do that. You know, somebody's got to recognize, you know, certain things also. And we did not have that happen, you know, in the 2 minute drawn defense.
Reminded what you're saying sounds a lot like what Marty said on his way out here. I mean, do you start chalking it up to that? I mean,
no, you don't. I'm not gonna. I mean, I'm just gonna look at the fact that we've got to keep going and keep working and keep plugging away. I mean, we had an opportunity. We had a good team in here that we had a chance to beat. We should have beat, quite honestly. We really should have. But they made plays at the end, and that's why they won.
Coach, if you're gonna try to explain what happened today to somebody who didn't see the game, you would just explain the outcome. What would you say?
We missed the opportunity. If we could have made something happen in the 4 minute offense, you know, gotten another first down, game over. If we could have made a play at the end of the game, game over. But we didn't. And that's the way, you know, somebody asked me, that's what I'm going to tell them.
The penalty on Thomas was a huge play.
It's a tough one. It's a tough call. I mean, I understand it's about safety, you know, and, you know, it's tough because Thomas came and just made the football play. You know, it's hard because, you know, or at that point, are we supposed to miss him and let him catch the ball clean? I mean, you know, the receiver's going down, Thomas is coming across. You know, how are we supposed to make plays on that? I mean, Thomas didn't hit him helmet to helmet. That much I'll say. But, you know, the referee made a judgment call, and we got to live with it.
You talked about it a little bit, but that's three games where there's been a final drive that y'all have given up. What you said, people weren't recognizing stuff. What's going on out there in those late drives?
Well, we just didn't recognize it. We didn't see that 83 was at the three position. We didn't make a play on that. I mean, that's what has to happen. And you know, you got to understand where they've been throwing the ball, who they've been throwing the ball to, and we didn't, you know, we didn't make the play when we had the chance. We got guys all around them, but unfortunately, we didn't make the play.
Can you talk about how Greg Hardy ended up being a gunner on the punt return teams?
Greg's been a gunner for us. He did it actually a couple years ago, and it's just something that we continue to do with Greg. Greg loves to do it, and it's interesting because you put a big body out there that gives you a chance to make a play, and he loves to do it. He just he volunteers to do it, and, you know, he's in great shape, so we let him do it.
Fake punt, was that something y'all put in during the week?
Yes, we did. Something we've actually had for about 4 weeks, 5 weeks, and really what you would like to see was Faruqi go ahead and call it off. You know, and what happened was by the time the snap was made, they had sent their guy out there to defend it. And so rather than throw it and possibly get intercepted, he said he just pulled it down and tried to get what he could, which is about as good as it could be. And, you know, at that point, if we could have gotten a clean snap, if we could have gotten that guy to stay in, who knows what would have happened.
With the changes that were made on special teams last week, how disappointing was it to see the same stuff continue to miss field goals, fumbles?
Well, I mean, that's, you know, unfortunate. You know, Cap had a great return and took a big-time shot and fumbled the ball. You know, Justin, you know, had an opportunity to make a kick and he missed it. I mean, that's part of what happens. And unfortunately, you know, it came up and got us.
He's missed three in a row. Do you think about bringing anybody in to
try? Well, that's the discussion I'll have to have later.
What bright spots do you have to see today?
Well, at times I thought we did some really good things defensively. I thought our run defense, for the most part, early on was pretty doggone good. You know, I thought some of the things that Cam was doing, throwing the ball downfield, was good. We ran the ball at times well, but, you know, again, we're inconsistent. We can't be inconsistent. I mean, that's what really comes down to is our, you know, our inconsistency. I thought the takeaways we got on defense were huge at times, and we have to capitalize when we get takeaways. And, you know, we've got to be able to handle one thing. We've got to be able to handle is being able to flip the field. You know, we were backed up for a while in that first half, and we struggled to get it flipped. And once we got it flipped, we gave ourselves an opportunity.
What one play will you relive the most tonight?
The touchdown throw just before the end of the game.
Should someone not know it wasn't one guy, but should Keekly have turned around on that throw?
No, I think Luke played about as good as you can ask anybody to play that.
Was there supposed to be well,
that,
the top help?
That we'll see, and we'll go through that as we watch it on tape.
Sorry if you already went over the two-point conversion, but you called time out there.
Yes.
Did you change anything? And then
we got a chance to see the formation, what they were going to use. And again, it's just it was unimportant. It was disappointing. They went play action, and the safety hesitated just for a second instead of, you know, just staying deep and, you know, take our shots at what was going to happen. We froze and bit on the action.
Did they change alignments after your time out?
No. All right.